Are you serious? When did she die? Lucy Brady whispered softly. It's been a week, Miss Brady. We were unable to locate you sooner, the voice on the phone replied with professional sympathy. I'm sorry. I'm sure you couldn't. It's just, I haven't seen my aunt in almost 10 years. I never realized I'd be out of time so soon. The receptionist sighed kindly in agreement. I understand. If you want, you can stop by the office and take possession of the package. Her last will didn't require you to attend the meeting for the finances. That actually works better for me. I should be there about 4 o'clock then. I'll be waiting, Miss Brady. Goodbye. Lucy pressed the red end button on her cell phone and slumped down in the bulky black chair. She stared at the computer as the cute puppy screensaver clicked on. Forgotten childhood memories returned. She felt terrible that the older woman had remembered her in the final days while Lucy had put her aunt in the back of her mind for the last decade. Kari, Lucy shouted. I need to head into the city. I'll be leaving early. Can you close up? Karina McPherson appeared from the storage room in the back of the antique shop, and the mini silver chains laced through her long black hair jingled with each step. You know I can do it, she answered. And you know I will. What's up? My aunt died last week, and apparently she left me something. I'm going to the lawyer's office to pick it up. Oh, that sucks bad. And I'm sorry. If you need a few days off, I'll cover for you. Thanks, Kari. I might take you up on that sometime next week, but I really need to get the closeout inventory reports done by the end of the week. Don't worry about that. I'll bring them over in a couple of nights. Now go. Lucy smiled gratefully at her goth business partner,